Reoccurring back pain. If it's something you struggle with, you know how painful and frustrating it can be. Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us today. Dr. Riley, you probably deal with a lot of patients who keep throwing their back out and that sort of thing and coming in with those sorts of complaints. What are some of the causes for that?
Sure. It's funny. I always am a little confused because I get a phone call or a buddy or a family member or a patient that'll come in and will say, I've thrown my back out. And, you know, it's just a common phrase that we typically use when we're doing something. We might be, you know, bending to pick something up or, you know, putting our shoes and socks on, and we might feel a click or a pop or a shift, and you feel like it goes out. So I thought we would discuss that a little bit today. It is one of the most common things, I think, that people deal with on a day-to-day basis. And it's not like your back's going out. It's not like something shifts or dislocates or anything like that. It's typically a function, Scott, of what you do and what you haven't done. And when I talk about what you do, the act when it, so to speak, goes out is, you know, that might be kind of the Band-Aid, pulling the Band-Aid off, where you might have some problems, but it's typically what precedes that. And that could be what you do for a living. You know, a lot of us that sit for extended periods of time, or posture, you know, is a big key as well. We might not have the best posture. You know, we might have jobs that require a lot of lifting or bending or twisting. And, you know, biomechanically, we might not be staying in good positions. And it just, so day to day, I call it cumulative trauma. It's what puts pressure. It just kind of continues to wear us down, wear us down, wear us down. And then you bend over to pick some laundry up off the floor, and you feel your back go out, and you have acute or quick low back pain. It's typically going to be localized to your low back, but it can, you know, I've seen some patients that it's been quite debilitating. You know, I've had patients that come in here and that hunched, kind of flexed posture, you know, they can't move. So I don't want to minimize it, because I know a lot of you out there have suffered from something like this, but it's more of a function of just kind of what has led up to that. And then you make one certain movement or do something, then you have some problems.
So generally speaking, when people have this sort of complaint, is it a muscle issue? Is it a bone issue, joint issue? I mean, what did they hurt here?
Great question. It's typically going to be a little bit of both. The pain generating factor. Now, I'm just kind of, you know, obviously we're not talking about a specific exam, but most of the time you're going to overload some joint in your low back. And so the lumbar spine, okay, is the low back, and there's five lumbar vertebrae there. And typically one of these joints can get overloaded. Okay. And when you get overloaded, you can develop some inflammation, and with inflammation, you're going to have some form of pain. It's kind of like a localized joint sprain. You can even sprain the disc. Okay, the disc is that spongy thing in between two vertebrae. You can even sprain that disc. So typically what's happened is you're overloading a joint, creating a localized joint sprain. Then secondary to that, there typically is going to be some soft tissue component. And when I talk about soft tissue component, you're going to be dealing with some type of muscle spasm or tightness. So we overload the joint, you develop a little bit of an acute joint sprain. Secondary to that, you develop a little bit of muscle spasm.
So what are some ways that we can avoid it?
Sure. So, you know, I talked about it's twofold. It's what we've done or what we're doing, and then associated with what we're not doing. And exercise is a key, obviously. I'm going to go back to just general core trunk stability, proper ergonomics and posture. So first off, you know, make sure that you're trying to maintain good biomechanics when you're doing things. You know, if you're one of those guys or gals that's involved in a lot of lifting or bending throughout the day, try to make sure you're hinging at your hips, keeping a pretty neutral spine. You know, you could talk to a physical therapist or chiropractor that can show you what a neutral spine is. Secondly, if you're one of those folks that sits behind a desk all day, ergonomically make sure you're set up correctly. Make sure that computer's, you know, at eye level, maybe in front of you. You've got a good office chair. You're pretty neutral, and you've got a fair amount of lumbar support where you're once again keeping that neutral spine. So we got, you know, biomechanics and posture. And then most importantly is some form of exercise related to trunk and core stability. And the core is that area made up of your midsection. It includes your hips and your glutes. What we want to do with trunk stability is, if you can imagine like a corset, Scott, tightening a corset around your spine, that's what we're envisioning here. We're not going after a six pack or abs or so forth. We're more focused on that corset or the stability close to the spine. The more stability I can bring around the spine or close to the spine, it's going to prevent shifting and getting overloaded, creating these my back went out situations, you know. So it kind of widens our margin for error, so to speak. You know, if I have good stability around my spine, I can perform daily activities and hopefully use good posture and biomechanics and prevent these acute types of situations.
And finally, if somebody does find themselves in this position, generally speaking, what are some treatment options and how quickly might they find relief?
Well, that's a good question. So if you are at home and you can't get in to see someone, I always recommend that we get down, get on some ice on a flat surface on our back, and then get your legs elevated, your hips and knees bent to about 90 degrees. Now, I don't want your legs just elevated on anything. I want you, you know, if you can get like an ottoman or a chair, get your knees flexed and your hips flexed. That will unload you and provide a little bit of relief, instant relief. Because what happens is there's increased compression or pressure. We want to, you know, decompress it, so to speak, to reduce the irritation. Ice is always good, okay? Definitely be careful of bending and lifting in those situations. Transitioning from seated to standing positions, be careful moving around like that when you're lying in your bed or if you're on your sofa. Just give yourself a second to kind of brace and get up and move around. And then obviously, if you can, if it persists for a day or so, get in and see someone. A lot of times you'll feel like if you look in the mirror, you're going to be a little flexed forward, which is very normal. But the quicker you can get in to see someone, have a proper diagnosis and a good treatment plan, very, very important.
If you're dealing with back pain, it's time to check in with Dr. Riley and the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Give them a call today at 918-743-3737.